Thank you. Ooh. Do you have to drag this across? Is that one of the things that you have to like pull that? Here we go. Can't believe I'm stood behind this. What am I doing? God is good, isn't he, actually? And it's amazing how things kind of start coming together. And the song that we've just sung, it's like, oh, I really find it hard to sing those words because it does make me emotional because it's like, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. And I do find those words difficult to sing because there have been times, and you'll hear part of that today, where, my life's felt quite challenging, but that's so true. Those words are so true. And then it did also make me chuckle that Sue had to bring up sheep. For those of you who don't know me, I spent 20 years in the agricultural industry selling sheep tags. So it's like, thanks God, another funny little reminder of what's going on. So, for those of you that weren't here last week, and hopefully you've all had the letter, you might be thinking, why on earth is Dave stood at the front? Well, I'm asking myself the same. Just a kind of brief summary, if you weren't around or didn't hear that, Daniel and Tanya told us last week that they're in a transition period of moving out of kind of running the church, and I've found some people that feel like they should be doing it, and looks like I'm one of them, and Claire and Chris and Claire and Kate and Pete, and that's what's put me here. So if there was going to be a title for today, you know, whoever's doing the podcast or whatever, you know, what led me to this point? Or what the heck led me to this point is probably more real, if anything else. So I think in the old-fashioned days it was called sort of sharing your testimony. So there's an element of that I want to do today. And we did kind of get together, the six of us this week, to kind of talk about, particularly after last week's announcements, like, what next? And it was felt it'd be a good opportunity for some of us to share a little bit more, particularly those that have been sat at the back doing media and not necessarily out the front. So this is my opportunity to share a little bit about kind of what led me to this point. So I was talking with Claire. I'm like, how far back do I go? Is it like I was born in Birmingham? No, I don't think people are interested in going quite that far back. but anyway. Yeah, the Brummy crew. Yeah, absolutely. So, and Midlands, you know, we'll give you that. So Claire and I joined Living Water Church probably in about 1998, not long after we got married. I'd been going to a church in Eldy, Claire had been going to a church in Burnham-on-Sea, and we thought once we got married, we'll find our own church. So we ended up, another great story, but ended up living in Clevedon. We thought we'd try some of the churches in Clevedon. I didn't want to come to Living Waters. I was like, that's the crazy church that waves flags. But actually, where's Susie? I struggled with flags, but isn't that powerful? And I know when Susie comes and does flags, it's spiritual, it's amazing. So thank you today for that. That was another little special gift for me because I really love seeing you do that. So it means a lot seeing that. But so we came along. I didn't particularly want to come. Charles preached. Can't remember what it was. Sorry, Charles, because it was a long time ago. But by the end of the service, I was like, that was really good. And I felt something for us to stay. And here we are all these years later, still here. So we very quickly got involved in the youth group. And that's really weird now when you look around. Susie was in our youth group. And one of the members of our youth group was meeting with, names have gone. I should never give names. Rishi Sunak and Bill Gates. This week, wasn't it? Peter Kember, Peter and Alison's son, Mike, was meeting with them. So you go, goodness me. So that's how long ago we were kind of like in youth work. We've also run a home group in the past, and with Donna and Alan and Tim and Verna were faithful members of our group and stuff. And that was a really great time through that. And then for probably nearly 12 years, I was a trustee as well in the church. And that was under the incredible leadership of Sue, who was a great, great leader of the trustees. And now we have some incredible trustees now. And I really want to say how great they are. They took on the role when there was a lot going on, COVID and all those sort of difficulties, and they've massively stepped up. And I'd been ready to leave as a trustee for quite some time, but it was leaving it in a safe, well, far safer than my hands. They've been incredible. So, but keep praying for them because it's a difficult role and there's always challenging stuff going on. So really kind of keep praying for them. So that's kind of a brief history of some of the things I've been involved in. But actually, all throughout in the last probably 10 years, I've really, probably on a personal note, really struggled connecting with God. Certainly kind of like pre-2017, really. I was on a real kind of journey and not really, yeah, just felt there was just more. And I think kind of like looking back, thinking about it, it was like more of the days of like when you got baptized and I was baptized and all your sin was kind of wiped away in the baptism. And then the next day you sinned and it was like, well, what is this sin thing all about? You know, I thought I'd got rid of all my sin, you know, and all that. And I really sort of struggled with, yeah, with what Christianity kind of actually meant. And I think the teaching that, particularly when, you know, Daniel and Tanya started connecting with Beth, that was the revelation that I needed that really started to change my thinking. And I persevered kind of coming through church and, yeah, you know, all my days, you know, God's been faithful. And, you know, I look back on that and I go, yes, he definitely has been. And there was definitely times when I was only coming to church because of Claire and my kids, and I'd have much rather been out on my bike. and I just didn't get it. I was wrestling for a really long time as to what it was all about, but there was just something that kind of kept me hanging on. So even to the point, so this became my favourite book called So You Don't Want to Go to Church Anymore. And I've been banging the drum about this book for a long time, but this definitely helped me with my journey alongside the kind of teaching that we were receiving here. And if I just read sort of some of the blurb on the back of it, because actually it just hit the mark for me, and it's still, and I've got loads of, Claire thinks I'm a bit crazy, I've got loads of copies of this book. If anyone wants to read it and borrow it, yeah, here's my plug. I don't know the author, but it's a great book. Yeah, hands up if I've told you to read it. Yeah, see. So there's big groups of you. But yeah, it just says on the back, if you're tired of just going through the motions of Christianity and want to mine the depth of what it really means to live deeply in Christ, you'll find Jake's story will give you hope for your own. This book probes the difficult questions and offers some far-reaching answers. It might turn your world upside down as well. And it definitely has kind of helped me in my journey of understanding kind of God and church. So, just reading my notes, which I should have made more gaps. The things you learn. I think it might be good now. I've got a song that hopefully Kate's gonna play that kind of just helps put into words a little bit, probably better than me, some of my story and sort of where I've definitely felt at times. So, Kate, if you want to play that.
Dear God, I've been trying awful hard to make you proud of me, but it seems the harder that I try, oh, the harder it becomes, and I feel like giving up most of the time. Dear God, I've been chasing their approval and it's killing me. And I know the more I try to prove, oh, the less I have to show. And I'm stuck inside my head more the time. But if I pray a little harder, if I follow all the rules, I wonder could I ever be in love? 'Cause I try and try just to fall back down again, and I ask myself why do I try to chase the I should lean into the mystery. Maybe hope is found in the melody. So I wanna try again. Oh, I'm gonna try again. And dear child, I hope you know how much I love you. Proud of you. thoughts I have for you will never change or fade away. And when you felt like giving up, I'm not scared of imperfections or the questions in your head. Just know that you have always been in love. 'Cause you try and try, and I saw you wrestle with every how, every why. I was right there listening. So just fall into the mystery, and I'll meet you here. Try just to try again. Oh child, would you try again? My child, you can love again.
Yeah. Whew. Shouldn't do these things to yourself, should you? Then have to stand back up again. Maybe I should leave it as that. I don't know what to say. I think the words say it all, really, and that's just always spoken to me. So kind of fast forward a bit to October, and God really kind of. I have these crazy moments with God where I don't feel like I hear from him for ages, and then he just speaks to me, and I think he only does it occasionally because he knows it takes me about 5 years to process what he said afterwards, but we call it my downloads, and sort of 3 o'clock in the morning I get woken up, and God just speaks to me. And then poor Claire, kind of like as she's opening her eyes at sort of 7 o'clock when the alarm goes off, has got me kind of go, got the next thing to share. and God said to me that's the first step that I need to do, rather than kind of keeping it to myself, actually by sharing with Claire, gets it out in the open. And that's when really kind of like this period started of with Daniel and Tanya of next steps. And I felt, crazily enough, it was right for me to be part of it, really started talking to me about church and stirring up a kind of passion inside me that really, really surprised me. And I know I shared a little bit about it last week, I'd made some notes from when I had from my download from God a few years back in 2017. And the things I wrote down were like, just take any opportunity to make a difference to someone's day. And that was really something that kind of spoke to me. I was like, we carry, our connection with God gives us the ability to love others in a different way and care for people in a different way. So, and there, as I read this list now, I'm like, it's as much to me as it is to anybody else. But by being patient, it's just a simple thing that we can do. Listening to people. Yeah, we just live in a world where we very can easily talk about ourselves, and it's strange me saying that when I'm talking about myself, but I'm making this all about God. But actually just listening to people and being aware of people. This was a funny one. This is drive considerately. Yeah, I'll explain that one another time. Let people out. Yeah, stop. but thank people. Just take the time to thank people. It doesn't take very much, And you can start to change perceptions of also what the church is and who we are as a people. And the final thing was like, don't create triggers in others. And that's a real challenge to all of us, and definitely myself, of like just the way by kind of speaking to other people can hurt. And we don't mean to, but just kind of taking that moment sometimes to connect with God and saying what he wants to say rather than what we want to say ourselves. A couple of weeks ago when we were in church, I think there was a lot of stuff being shared, and I have this weird thing. I call it authentic authority. I knew this was coming up, that the announcement, but I found it really hard to suddenly start sharing stuff in front of people until last week you knew what was going on. It's one of these odd things I've got. So I had the picture a couple of weeks ago, but I was like, no, but today felt the right time. So At the moment, we have a spectacular thing of nature happening at the end of our road every night with the birds murmurating. And if you've not heard about it, it's an incredible sight. And it is basically thousands of birds gathered together at sunset, flying around the sky. Joan, I'm sure you know all about it. And it's the most, and they land at the end of our road. And it's just, and normally happens down on the sunset levels, but it's happening daily at the bottom of our road at the moment. And the first few days of it, we were, you know, all the neighbours were out. It was just, and it is an incredible sight. As time went on, we realised the mess that comes with hundreds of birds murmurating over your house, and particularly the damage they can do to paintwork on the car. So now all the neighbours are out two or three times a day cleaning, as our road fills with visitors to watch this spectacular sight. And lots of conversations we're having with the neighbours are like, it's really great, but look at the mess it's causing. And I think what kind of God was telling me through that was actually just look to him. You know, look at the incredible stuff. You know, life can be hard. There can be crap all over the floor. But actually, focus on the incredible. And, you know, even with these birds, I literally get out of my car every night, you hear all the mess landing on the floor, but actually you look up to the sky and you see this incredible sight and you go, that's amazing, and you know, we're privileged to be able to see it. So yeah, so it really is kind of like concentrate on the good and what God's doing. And I think kind of like in summary, really, maybe that's where I'll kind of leave it. But the journey has definitely been through the ups and downs, and I'm still not there. You know, there's things still incredibly struggle with. You know, got a daughter that's hopefully going off to university in September. You know, financially, we've got no idea how we're going to pay for that. We're going to miss her. She could be a long way away. You know, there's all those things to deal with. But my journey is going to have to be trusting God throughout this next stage of her life. And trusting that, yeah, she did get in at 2:45 this morning after clubbing last night. but yeah, it is. It's just still that continued journey of, you know, looking back. And I can see where God has been faithful all the way through. That has brought me to here I am today. So we genuinely find it a privilege to be here, be with you all, be in front of you all. You may not know me that well or Claire that well or whatever, but you know, our door is open, and we just want to kind of be part of this next season to see where God's going to take us. So thank you.